Both this week's parshas chock full of mitzvahs and chedushim to focus a little bit on, especially Bisman Elhol. Focus a little bit on some important fundamental goals and what to work on. The pasuk brings the famous sugya of Ben Sora Mora, and then Hashem Kalimo is going against his parents, Yisrael Sova, Yishma'aleim. To bring all the pesukim, Mazol of Asove, he's involved in various physical pursuits, wine and meat, different things he's indulging in. As Chazal tells the famous Chazal that Lidon al Shem Sofo, he'll end up being, you know, Chayv Misa. He's not Chayv Misa now, Chazal say, but he'll be Chayv Misa eventually. Therefore, he's punished al Shem Sofo. That's the famous Chazal. Says Ramban over here, both say. It's not from a katan. He's an adult. Fine. There's two problems over here. Number one, he's not treating his parents properly. He makes light of them. I think it means he rebels against them. Here's the kud rabbi. Look at the sheni. The second issue. What's the second problem with this Ben Sora Mora? He's indulged in physical pleasures. Over al mashes tavinu kadoshim tihiyu. He's over on the special pasuk kadoshim tihiyu. You have to be holy. You can't be zol v'sove. And then we're owed, and in a similar, and furthermore, v'oso savodu serve hakadosh baruch hu v'oso bokun, go after cling to Hashem. Kasher pirashu. Because there's all these things, right? What's the problem? Because overall, we were commanded to know Hashem b'chol drocheinu, right? B'chol drochecha da'eyu. Famous pasuk in Mishlei, I think it is. We're supposed to, everything we do has to be on the madrega. We're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Shamayim. Everything should be to know Hashem. I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm learning, I'm sleeping, whatever I'm doing my business. It's all b'chol drochecha da'eyu. You have to know Hashem in everything. And this guy, this individual, is zol v'sove. What about this zol v'sove over here? This indulgent individual, choyeda derech Hashem. He's not into. He doesn't know anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not into his pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal. And we have the general klal, ein bo ata chet maves, as we mentioned. There's no actual aveira which is worthy of being killed for now. Hashem sofo nidon, k'moshe eskir rabboseinu. That's Ramban. So it's very interesting, Ramban. The Rosh Yeshiva commentator, the Rosh Yeshiva said over here, it's a very modda. It sounds like he's not in serving Hashem b'chol drachei da'ayu. He's not, whatever he does, not it's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says that level of b'chol drachei da'eyu is, I think it says, it's a step below nevuah. It's a tremendous madrega. That whatever I do, I walk and talk and eat and sleep and do business and whatever I talk to people, you know why? I want to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I'm keeping Hashem b'chol, you have to know him, da'eyu. B'chol drachecha. That's a very high madrega. I don't know if I should say it, but I don't know if anybody in this room is on that level. I apologize if I'm not telling you properly or both say, but you know, it's a very high madrega, the level before Nevuah. Super madrega. So we have a tiny this guy, you know. We're going to kill him because he's involved in physical luxuries. And look, he's not the Bekayim, B'chol Drecha Da'eyu. What kind of Rachmanus Khan? We should all be in the same parsha then. Well, none of us are like that. So if you're Mechuyev, If because a person not b'chol drachei da'eyu, and therefore end up, I mean, b'chol, why would he end up being a mechayev misa later on? It's okay, he's not b'chol drachei da'eyu. But if it's true that he will be, so we're all chayev misa then. We're all ben sor moris. Because we're not b'chol drachei da'eyu, and that'll lead to whatever it's going to lead to down the road. Chayev misa, onchem. What's pshat? That's Rashiva's kasha. Rashiva answered. It doesn't mean that he's not actually Mekayim b'chol drachecha da'eyu. Doesn't mean that, because we're all not Mekayim that. The Pshat Rabbo said that we're not focused or headed in that direction, right? The person wants to go ahead. I want to serve Hashem. I would love to be someone who every single second is doing the same Shemayim. I'm not there yet. Okay, I can't do it. It's not for me. I hope so. Maybe next year, maybe in a couple years, maybe I get smicha, maybe when I come 75 years old, whatever it might be, I'll be on that madrega. So I want that, I yearn that, I'm focusing, I'm driven for that. That's my goal in life. That's one person. The other person is someone who he has no shaykhis. That's not his goal. His goal is zol v'sove. He wants luxuries. He wants physical pleasures. He wants taivas. He wants meat. He wants wine and some other things he wants. Not necessarily this guy, but if that's his goal in life, if his pursuit, if his daily pursuit is one of, I want to go at the opposite direction. He's not headed for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mechol Brachat Da'ayim. He's headed for Zol V'Sova. He's indulging right now. Not doing anything terrible. Not doing anything wrong. Not doing anything. It's not Averus per se. He says, Zol V'Sova. That's it. He goes ahead and drinks a little too much. Okay, we might give him Musa Shmooz, whatever. You might tell him, come on, it's too indulgent. Maybe you should go to, you know, AA or some other, don't be involved in meat and other stuff too much. But if that's his pursuit, if his goal in life is the pursuit of physical pleasure, that he's indulging, he's involved in it, that person, Chazal tell us, he's someone who's headed for oblivion, he's headed for destruction, he's headed for someone who's going to be eventually Chayv Misa. So the word is not that he's not on the Madrega now of B'chod Ruchat Le'eh, rather he's someone who's, he doesn't care for that, that's not his focus, that's not his goal in life. I both say it's so crucial that we should focus, you know, especially now in Elsmar, both say the first paragraph, I guess you could say, the first paragraph of Mesillas Hasharim. Yisod HaChassidus, Harshavodahu, Tatmim, Hushis Borer, Yis Amitz, Ezerod, the Machavasal. What am I doing here? What's my purpose? Why am I here? To recognize what my purpose in life is and to focus on that. I want to do that. I want to become close to Hashem. I want to be someone, whatever I do. I have no shaykhus to it now, but I want to do that, as opposed to the other person, who's a Zol V'Sove. That person, he has no hope. He's a Zol V'Sove to such degree, he's involved and he's immersed. I both say, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying if a guy likes, you know, a good steak sometime, likes pizza, likes ice cream, he's not Zol V'Sove, right? That's not a Zol V'Sove, okay? He's a Zol V'Sove, someone who's immersed in that. And he's focused, that's his goal. I can't, Mustama, I assume, I don't know, I'm not sure. I assume most of the people in the world, most people out there, most of the young adults out there, I guess, are, I don't know if there's over always, but that's their goal. That's their goal is to go ahead. I want to enjoy life. That's my purpose in life, to go and enjoy the physical pleasures that the world has to offer. I assume so. I'm not sure, but that's what I assume. But either way, on both sides, that's what's very dangerous. And a person has to switch it around, move it around. I want to mechazik myself and make myself understand what my purpose in life, where am I headed? I'm not there yet, I'm far from Nevuah. I'm not one step below, I'm not two, I'm not 10, I'm 15, 20 steps below Nevuah. So I have no shaykhus to being a B'chol Brachat Da'eil person, but at least that's what I want to shoot for, that's what I want to focus for, that's my goal. That's my long-term, call it a long-term goal, 50-year goal, 75, 120-year goal. That has to be your goal, or both say. Rachmanis on the other way is doomed for failure and disaster. The pasuk later on talks about the Amonim Ovi. We have Amonim Ovi Kal Hashem. They're us to become part of Kal Yisrael, to marry into Kal Yisrael. Gam Dor Asiri, if someone converts, it's even 10 generations later, they still can't come. They have to stick to their own. They can't become part of Kal Yisrael. They're all going to hold different reasons. The psukim over here. Then the pasuk Ches is Osav Adomi. What about Adomi? Adomi, you can't detest. You can't have a ta'iv for them. You can't be ta'iv, you can't detest them, you can't, disgusting. No, he's your brother. Saba Mitzri, and don't hate and detest that Mitzri, Yarisa Ba'artso, because you were ger by him, Banim Asher Yivoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi, but the children that they give birth to on the third generation, they can come to Kal Hashem. They can come before that, no, but after three generations, they could intermarry, because once they convert, and it's three generations, they can marry a regular Jewish individual. So it's a little, there's a lot of mefarshim, what all the different reasons are, how you read the psukim. It's not for us now. Rashi brings, on this last pasuk test over here, Banim Asher Yivoldu Lahem Dor Shlishi, V'Sha'ar Umos Mutar Miyad. So that's the first Sishcham number Reish explains that Rashi is trying to explain what's the big deal? You know, everyone, what's so special about Edom Mitzri? Everyone's Usher and Kayis, all these other nations. He says, no, the other ones are Mutter right away. This one's three generations. Fine. But then Rashi goes on, says, Hogamarta, from this halacha you see, Shalmachti Adam Kosharo Min Ahargo. If someone causes someone to sin, he's machshel someone, causes someone to do an avera, entices someone, snares an avera, he's worse than someone who kills someone. Why? Why is that true? Shahargo, hargo b'olamazeh. Someone kills someone, okay, so he killed him, so he's not in this world anymore. I didn't say big deal, but terrible thing, but that's what he did. He took him out of this world. He's not in this world anymore. But machtio is much worse. You know why? Motzio min ha'olam hazeh. For this world, from next world. So I guess a simple mathematical equation Rashi has. Over here is one terrible thing. Here's two things. Therefore, a machti is worse than someone who kills someone because he's causing him two problems. That how do we know that? And that's why. That's from the pasuk. Gofikach, Edom shekidmam becherev. Right? The pasuk just now said that Edom, that what they wanted to kill him. Edom wanted to kill Kai Yisrael. So go Nisav. It wasn't, they weren't Nisav. They were after three generations. They got to marry to Kai Yisrael after three generations, or on the third generation. It's not, they weren't Nisav. V'chei Mitzrayim, Shetovim. Right? They tried to kill him. So after third generation, it's fine. V'eilu Shechtiyum. Eilu referring back to, as you see in the Sitzachamim, in Pasuk Dalad, the Amoni Mo'avi. They were Machti Kai Yisrael. By them, it's Gamdor Asiri. They can never go ahead. They can't go ahead for 10, they can't intermarry into Kai Yisrael for 10 generations. Why? Because they were Machti Kai Yisrael with you know, Smidyan, the whole business over there, at the end of Balak, the end before Pinchas, right? They were Machti Kai Yisrael. Therefore, he says, Rashi explains, that's the reason why you see this disparity. When it comes to Amr Moav, even Dor Asiri can't come. That's real. You could be Toev them. But Edom and Mitzri can't because they just tried to kill you. Therefore, after three generations, they can be part of Kai Yisrael. Both of the Kash is just the simple Kash of both says, what's going on? What's pshat? Very nice mathematical cheshbon. Over here is 2 versus 1. Machtio. Machtio is someone who is Machti someone. Is most someone from Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Yeah, Olam Haba, I understand. He's not going to get Olam Haba. He'll sin, do averus, not serve Hashem. What do you mean, Mosiom and Olam Hazeh? He's not killing him. What's he doing? Okay, he's called David Govera. He's not going to be going to Torah. He's not going to be involved in going to Seder on time or going to Davening or Shmir Shabbos. He's not Mosiom and Olam Hazeh. And they're both saying, what level are we talking about? We're talking about if it's a mathematical equation, it only makes sense if you have Olam Hazeh, equal levels, both Olam Hazeh, and the same, not like a little Olam Hazeh, a lot of Olam Hazeh, it's Olam Hazeh. He's Motzi min Olam Hazeh. On top of that, you have Olam Haba. It's two against one. If the Olam Hazeh on one side is not much, it's a little bit, you know, it wouldn't be a good equation, right? Then it's no right. Then it doesn't indicate. Rashi's trying to show us why is it that a Machtio is worse. Because Olam Hazeh, and Olam Haba. I both say it seems a tremendous concept, which I think we know, but just to see it, to how Rashi describes it, someone who's a Machti someone, I don't know if it means that he causes him to do a little tiny error, but at least on this level, that he's Machti, Gabi Znus, and Gabi Nos Midyan, someone's Machti someone, he's Motzi him from Olam Hazeh. Chazal tell us, Nakina, Vatayv, Vakavad, all these things are Motzi Adam and Olam, right? The person doesn't have a life, he might be living. He's living and breathing, and he's eating, and he's enjoying life. I both say he's someone who's equal. His life is the same as the guy was killed, so to speak. He has no life. He's mostly other men Olam Hazeh. Because he has no life. He's full of jealousy. He's full of anger. He's always upset. He's depressed. He wants more. He's never happy. He has no life. He's living and breathing. He's a living and breathing dead person, so to speak. Right? That's what I'm saying over here, right? He's someone who you mostly him from Olam Hazeh. Because you take him away and get him involved in Averus Chamuros, he is someone who's, you're in effect, Motziyum and Olam Hazeh, and therefore it's much worse than someone who just kills someone, because to kill someone, that's all you did. Om HaBot, the guy could have been a tzaddik, right? He still has, you killed him, but he still goes to say Om HaBot. But this guy, he has no Om HaZeh either. And he has both. So it's much worse. Both, I suggest, as a motivation, we have to be makshiv. You know, we have this chus and opportunity all the time, Baruch Hashem. All these years we're in the yeshiva, and whenever we're alive, but especially in the yeshiva, both, we have a chance to get more involved, to learn Torah, to mizakech our nefesh, to purify the soul, which is what makes us special, makes us grow, makes us more involved in Torah mitzvahs. And the more Torah mitzvahs, the happier he is, the more involved in good things, the more Torah HaLev he has, the more purity of heart he has, the finer person he is. He's a happy person. He's a person who's living life. He might not have so many, you know, indulgences, doesn't have so many gashmis, but he's living, he's a live person. But someone who's not involved, who doesn't have that, who's a chote, so I have to know what madrega, but someone's a chote, so he's someone who has no olam hazeh. He's involved in kinna and taiva and sinna and anger and all types of different things. So we have to mechazik ourselves, both have to keep the focus of what we're here for, what our job is. I want to serve Hashem b'chol d'rochei hoda'eyu, in every single thing I do. I want to be a Eved Hashem. And El Garbosa is right for it. El is, you know, Chazal say, you know, as you get close to Yom Kippur, it's more prone, it's more acceptable. Hashem is his come close to Hashem. Krov Hashem L'chol Karov is referring to as El and Yer Hashem Kippur. As we get closer, it becomes easier and easier. Hashem helps us more, both. So this is the time to chap rein. Don't wait till after Sukkot. Chap right now. Do it now because Hashem is with us, is helping us to go ahead and try to focus on what we should be doing as opposed to heading the wrong way and getting more involved in Torah mitzvahs, which brings us happiness and a real emes, the good Olam Hazeh. Yeah. I said, did you know that?